Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and their soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, the beautiful music you were just hearing is by Dee Lemure. It's part of her song Shine that you'll hear at the end of the program. And our topic tonight is chakras. We hear numbers that we have seven chakras or 13 chakras. So how many are there? And are there subtle chakras besides these main ones? What are the advantages and disadvantages of our chakras? Why is it important to know about our chakras in the first place, since they work automatically all by themselves? Can someone else mess with our chakras? Find out about how our body's energy centers, called chakras, really work and what the real stuff really is with our featured guest today, Sherry Anshara. Now, Sherry Anshara is an international best-selling author, professional speaker, former radio host of Conscious Healing, and contributing writer to national and international publications on the subject of the Anshara method of accelerated healing and abundance and overall wellness. Now, Sherry Anshara utilizes her experience and expertise as a medical intuitive as the foundation of her groundbreaking work with cellular memory, which she calls the Anshara method. Now, through her Anshara method, one accesses their cellular memories, which hold the root causes of any symptoms that you're having, whether they're mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual, or even financial. Now, Sherry created these systematic processes so you can rid yourself of unwanted limitations, restrictions, negative thought patterns, and toxic behaviors. She guides you to heal at the cellular level so you can enjoy your health, wellness, and abundance in every area of your life. And her website, just to start you guys off with, is Sherry Anshara. And you spell Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. And Anshara is A-N-S-H-A-R-A. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so delighted.
Me too. Now, you teach a whole class on chakras. And so we want to start off with, how many chakras are there really?
Well, actually, I can hear my feet.
We've got significant feedback here.
So, when Sherry gives this class, I'll talk while she's figuring this out. She gives a class where...
I don't know what's happening.
14 weeks long. And she does one chakra and the advantages...
Keep talking, I'm going to work with her.
Okay. She does one chakra where she goes into the depths every time. So you've got 14 weeks and she's taking care of one chakra every week for an hour and a half, and she tells you the advantages of that chakra, how to activate that chakra, what the utilization is, how to get it in balance with the other chakras. She gives this incredible class, and it's 14 weeks long, like I said, because in her system, there are 13 chakras. Now, to my understanding, those are only the main chakras. We have subtle chakras also that are all throughout the body that hook in electrically, to those main chakras. Now, our body is actually a very electrical being. Okay, we're running off of electricity. We have a lot of water in our body, and that is the conduit for our electricity. And a lot of people will say that when you have your light body, that is more electrical in nature and also magnetic in nature, because our universe, as we go further down the road, we'll find out is more magnetic than electrical. And it could be that we're simply, as we're going through the proton belt, it's helping us become more magnetic than electrical like it has been in the past. But chakras are something that are literally like the energy centers in our body. They appear like a lotus. Now, if you're studying over in Thailand, where I did with Japu for quite a bit, they literally have you fold your flowers in the same size as the lotus that is in your chakras. And then they go by looking at the flowers, as your energy is changing, your flower literally changes to being opened or closed, depending on how you folded it originally. It was the most fascinating thing for me to witness when I was over there studying with the energy. And so Sherry does a similar thing. If you get a session with Sherry in person, she puts you on this very high table, and it's like a bed on top of a huge table. And she will literally send energy from touching your shoulders through your body, where you can actually feel the energy coming from her and exciting all of the points in your body all the way down. And you can tell if you're lying down, as a nice experiment, lay down and then get relaxed and then look at your feet. Are they pointed straight up? Is one pointed up and one pointed out? Are they both pointing out, and are they relaxed? Okay, or are they pointing straight up? According to her, they need to be pointing straight up if everything in that body is balanced, if all the chakras are in balance. So she sends this energy through your body so that your body can actually do its own healing. She's just giving it extra juice, if you want to think about it that way. And I have talked with many people that have been on her table, and over a series of times with her, have cured themselves of cancer and other very dangerous or very scary diseases in the body. And so that's kind of exciting to see. And because I've been recommending her for quite a while, I get to hear these wonderful stories coming back after they have worked with her. And the only thing is like, I know that I had to say, okay, Sherry, I need to focus while we're doing this, so don't talk. You know, if not, she talks the whole way through, because it's how she keeps her energy running at the same time. It's like a push, therefore, where she can gently push that energy and make it available to your physicality so that then you can pull it and it has the strength to go where it needs to go. I kind of look at our chakras like they are energy centers on train tracks throughout our body. If you look at how trains go, the switches can go on or they can go off. Or sometimes one will stop on the train so another one can pass through. Every once in a while, there'll be a shortage at one of the stations. And so it's the same type of thing. If you look at the electrical grid of your body, it kind of looks like train tracks. And so energy is going along that electrical grid in different areas all the time. And you want those chakras open, because those are like the big centers. Like if you've ever been to New York City, and you look at that main station, it's huge. And so Think of the main chakras as those huge stations. And then they have all these energy things that are going off, or trains going off in all different directions. But that's where you can switch trains or switch energies. And so our body has these energy centers, which we just simply call chakras. It's a Sanskrit word for energy. And that's why they're called chakras. A lot of times people will say to you, oh, we can open your chakra for you. Okay. And so I have my own feelings about that, but I understand that Sherry's back. So I'm going to ask her. Sherry, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you got your sound thing all fixed out. And Sherry, is it a wise thing to have somebody else open the chakras for you? And is that even possible?
Absolutely not.
Why?
So let's say you're in the seven chakra system. And the first chakra says you are a victim. It's unconscious. And someone says, let me open your heart. So you will attract victimizers. Over again. No one should ever mess with your field, which is your aura, electromagnetic, bioenergy. It's the same thing. Chakra is not a word of energy. It means circle. Energy is a byproduct only of either consciousness or the duality seven chakra belief systems. The BS. Amazing, isn't it?
Okay. So, Sherry, how many chakra systems do you think we have, or centers? You said that if you're in the seven system, and how many in your system?
13. Which is actually connected to the new system of DNA. Once you match the 13 chakras to the 12 strands of DNA and the connector, you are no longer trapped by duality. You are absolutely not trapped by duality. Duality in the seven chakra system is the sideways figure eight of infinity. Do it again. Now take that infinity sign, Sharon, and put it up. It's the hourglass. It's the same thing, and because energy does not flow that way, only in duality. And now you extend that hourglass again and again and twist it. You have the double helix of the DNA. So what I teach is becoming a real human without the interruptions and interference of the duality belief systems of the seven chakra systems.
As we hear now that so many people are thinking that we're in the end times and stuff, and we look at it, that's the end of duality and the beginning of what you call allness. Would you talk to us about what allness is?
Okay. In allness, we are connected to everything. In oneness, it says in duality that you are connected to everyone. That's not the truth, because it says you're all the same. I have never met an individual who is the same as another individual. I've never met a kitty who is the same as another kitty. In allness, it is about connectedness through the uniqueness of all of us. In the seven chakra system, it is totally based on duality and judgment. And it's based on unconditional love, which is about the biggest BS program going. Because in unconditional love in the duality system, there are always caveats. So in the 13 chakra system, and there are many more, but this is the beginning of becoming a real human, in that 13 chakra system and in the 12 strands of DNA, you become unconditionally acceptance and accepted. No caveats.
So there's unconditional acceptance that we humans can actually do, even though unconditional love is very challenging for us. Would you like to speak and address that, please?
Yes, because unconditional love is, Sharon, I will just love you unconditionally. However, or if, or nevertheless, there is always an agenda attached to it. But in unconditional acceptance, you are observing yourself, Neo, non-emotional observer, as well as the other. And then you're able to connect into the realness of each other, without doing this through the seven chakra left-sided computer brain. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, it's very fabulous. And I know it's possible to accept somebody unconditionally. Even if you have disagreements with them, you can still accept who they are and their position.
Absolutely, and it's correct. So in duality, in that old seven chakra system, it's right or wrong, or good or bad, or positive or negative. So I could say in the seven chakra system, you know what, Sharon, I'm positive, you're negative. What does that mean? But when you are in outside of that, when you have moved beyond that, you are in acceptance, so it's correct for you. Whether it's correct for me or not, there's acceptance. So here is the example I use. I don't like chocolate. I don't resonate to chocolate because the key is resonance. But I serve luscious chocolate desserts to my company and my friends because they love it, and I can love and accept them eating it because they're having such a good time. It's so yummy, but it's not for me. So the difference is in the belief systems of duality, they talk about frequency and vibration, which is BS. It's resonance. Resonance creates the frequency and vibration. Those are also byproducts, just as energy is a byproduct of either consciousness or the BS. So the difference is the resonance. The difference is what is correct or not correct without judgment out of the left computer brain of duality.
We will continue and learn more about our chakra system and our body and energy and what's going on with us right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our featured guest today is Sherry Anshara, who can be reached through her website, which is her name, SHERRYANSHARA.com. So, Sherry, how do our chakra centers actually work in our bodies?
That's a great question. They are actually centers of information at the cellular, molecular, particle level. So, for instance, you have to look what is the information? Information means in form, a form at your ion or cellular level. So in the heart chakra, you have your chest, you have your sternum, you have your underarms, you have your spinal column, you have your scapulas, you have your arms, and the extensions of your heart are your hands. And that's the actualization process of becoming godness that I teach. And so it is informational. So, for instance, if someone is having heart issues, obviously, emotionally, it's a broken heart. So all these centers in your body are a conglomerate, an aggregate of information. And in that information, each cell and group of cells knows what it's supposed to be without any of the trauma dramas or the judgment. You know, for instance, in your nose, all your nose cells know to be nose cells. In your toes know to be your toe cells. Otherwise, we'd have a fingernail at the end of our nose. So the chakra is just a circle of information, and it cannot be separated. So people say it's outside your body. No, it's just a circle of information in everything. Every bit of information is inside your body, regardless of the timeline. And within that chakra system, you have the continuum. So there is no such thing as a past life. It is a continuum that you can access the information. It's like your Encyclopedia Britannica within you of every experience. So again, chakra means circle. It's a circle of information that can provide you with the clarity when you connect to it. That's what I do through the Inshara method. So if you're having heart issues or pain, and pain in the body is the body's attempt to get your attention. But your left computer brain to the male right side of your body in duality just recreates. And Britney Spears said it the best way. Oops, I did it again. And again.
That's the case, and we have all the information in our chakras, then do we really need to have somebody do past life regeneration for us? Because in essence, we should be able to access that for ourselves.
Correct. There's nothing past about it. So time, this is how I teach time, and this is in your systems. Time, if you spell it T-I-M-E, is what half spells time-E. It has to make sense. So time is an increment of space, space-time continuum, in which to have an experience. Your cellular memory records all of your experiences. When you do it through the intelligence and intellect of your body in cellular memory, there's not that thinky-thinky, and you can discern. And when you discern, you can keep the information, expand upon it, or can say, you know what? This is no longer relevant to my life in any time frame, so you let it go. That's where the metaphysical people got the idea of the light body, because the energy is thick, snotty, gelatinous, goopy, sticky, icky, or wonderful and clear and vibrant. But when that icky stuff comes out, which comes through your field, out from your body within, you are not only clearing the chakra system, but you could be clearing the heart chakra or the solar plexus, or your first chakra in the old system. And the more clear you are of getting rid of that old seven chakra system, you don't have to keep repeating. So in the old seven chakra system, in that sideways figure eight, in the hourglass, in the twist of the DNA, it's all about lessons. So in the wordology is your biology inside, lesson is less on, less on, less on. Keep doing it. Turns into moron, moron, moron. What? Isn't that hilarious?
It really is hilarious. So, and I love that. I share that with a lot of people because I know that you like to say that often. I have a question for you, Sherry, and that is, what happened in your own life that caused you to realize that we really had more than seven chakras? Because you did this very early in your life.
Yes, you're actually 3 years old. And I actually created, I've had five near-death experiences. Like, people get sick, I just do the near-death experiences, take a respite, come back. But I would look at people's field at 3 years old. And you can call it aura, electromagnetic, but whatever. And so I would say to my mother, how come when I see children, and now I'm 3 years old, but I had a great vocabulary because of older siblings, and I would see like children that when they would move, that field would move, and then I'd see adults and it would be very thin and it would be narrow and tight, and I knew that they were like tight-ass people. You know what I mean? And the and when I would look at these kids, I would see not just color in a particular chakra, but I would see a vibrancy. And it would be this beautiful circle of information. So your chakra system has a physicality to it. It has, and it can have a color. It's not that the throat has to be blue. It could be just a vibrant fuchsia color. But that's what I would see, and that's when I began to recognize, though I didn't have a word for the word chakra, there was these beautiful circles within the body. And the more clear the person was, now I'm 3 years old, I would see this energy at the feet. And when I, you know, came into growing up or adulthood, whatever that boring thing was, they would say your chakra is at your tailbone. Well, what the heck were your arms and legs doing? And why are you sitting there and not standing up?
Also standing up for yourself.
Yes, standing up for yourself.
Yeah, that would be really hard, especially as a child, if you felt like you didn't have the right to stand up for yourself.
That is correct. And that is what the duality BS programs, belief systems do, that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you have to be like somebody else in your family. Sharon, you will love this one. My mother always used to say to me, where did you come from? And I said, oh my gosh, it can't be from here.
I know I don't belong, right? And I wonder how many people on the spiritual path really feel like they don't belong.
Many. And that could be called the black sheep of the family, whatever that means. But you see, and then, you know, we're told that black is bad and white is good. That is so duality and ridiculous. Do you know, because I can bilocate and, you know, remote you or whatever, you cannot believe when you get past these seven chakra systems, what you have the ability to see. Because in the dark matter into the universe, it's teeming with life. It's teeming. Here's an example. At the core of our earth, in the water, deep, people said, oh, nothing could exist, nothing, it would die. And now because of technology, there's all kinds of life at the core of the earth where it's really hot. And, you know, but there's all kinds of beautiful, unusual life. So duality limits everybody. That's what the limitation is. It limits your intelligence. It limits your intellect. It limits your experiences. It limits everything. But when you get past that seven chakra system and take your crown chakra out of your patootie, you can find fabulous assets that work for you.
And so if we wanted to open our own chakras or acknowledge that we actually had more than seven chakras, how would we go about that?
It's about connection. You know, the interesting part about it, when I began to really see the difference, and I, in the idea of Jesus, which surely wasn't his name, but anyway, they anointed his feet with an oil, spikenard, which I did not know that. I had no clue about it. But the more I connected and said, why would we have dangling participles? That's our arms and legs, and have to sit there. And why did we have to get in an uncomfortable position to meditate? What is going on with our legs and our feet? And it came to me that when you are standing in your truth, your feet are connected to your throat. I see it all the time when I'm working with clients. They speak their truth and their feet move. And the more they spoke their truth, the more their body began to straighten out. And they would say, I feel a strength. So what do? I assist them to connect to the different aspects, the different chakras, the different parts of your body, and you know, stop the computer brain and ask yourself, what am I experiencing in my body? In that area of the body, what is it that I'm experiencing? And when you quiet down that left computer brain, it comes in a minute. That's why I can assist someone in 10 minutes or less. In 10 minutes or less, to get to the core of an issue, their age, their stage, it can even be out through the continuum. And it doesn't mean they have all the solution yet, but they begin to have a resolution. And it's, aha, that is why I'm having these issues in my tissues, because you can't change the what until you get to the why. So just opening up these other chakras, there are so many. Is that exciting or what?
It's very exciting. So my question is, the more honest somebody is, the more they speak their own truth, the more they're physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually healing. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, because emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and financial, those five words mean the same thing. And in the seven chakra system, it's all based on emotionality. Emotions are the core, Sharon, of every disease on this planet. Because when we are emotional, it's in right or wrong, good or bad, my way or the highway, it lowers your resonance. It lowers your immune system. So wherever your body, even in your biology, if there are issues, here's an issue. Sharon, your family always gets this. That is programmed in the left computer brain. When we get emotional, it lowers our immune system, and that unconscious comes up, and guess what happens? So then we create that. So we create everything. And when you are clear and conscious, then you're really deliberate about what you create. It's quite amazing and natural.
Well, and since you said that all emotions are the basis of all diseasements in the body, I'm just going to put a plug in for the book that Sherry heavily contributed to, that both of our names are down as co-authors. It's called Know the Name, Know the Health. It'll be coming out as soon as I can get it all finished. We're so close. And so we'll be watching for that. And of course, I'll put that out in the newsletter when it's done. So Sherry, as a fairly quick answer, because we're getting close to our next break, when somebody wants to open their chakras and they start to say more of their truth, and hopefully truth with tact, you know, they don't have to be too blunt about it, but it's got to come out. So when they're doing that, the chakras automatically open, or is there something else that we need to tell them to do?
Well, first, you've got to start the progressive process, not a process, to get the information inside of you in that old seven chakra system to see what is stuck there. What is a belief system? Again, if you're running a belief system that you're a victim in that first seven chakra, the energy moves up into this creative chakra, and you recreate being a victim in all different ways. Then it moves into the solar plexus, and the childish adult ego that is in the duality body has to go into survival instead of the perfect child, the Christ of consciousness, which has nothing to do with Jesus. Then that takes down the heart, and then you can't speak. And what happens when you can't speak your truth? You shut down your third eye in the seven chakra system, and you can't realize, and now your crown is completely shut, and you cannot make a connection to the universe, let alone the multiverse. And that is really how it works. One belief system can screw up your system in all different ways.
Yeah, which sounds really horrible that it only takes one belief system to do that. And then, you know, it's almost like you're screwed. So would your suggestion be that we come back and start analyzing what we've accepted as truth versus what the world has taught us as truth?
Yeah, because the world taught you true, but what is your truth? So you can have analysis in that, or you can analyze it. I don't analyze anything.
Analyze it, analyze it. That's a good one, Sherry. I've always liked how you do your tweaks on words. And it also means that we're right before our next break. This is our last break of the show. We always have two in the middle. So we will find out more about our energy centers and how they benefit you and what you can do to help them once we come back from our next break. Stay tuned.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Are you feeling lost, confused, absolutely clueless? No way out, over, under, or through? Then it's time to have the Lightkeepers, through their conduit, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, guide you by shining their light, illuminating the right path for you. Let Sharon share the wisdom of the ancient masters to guide you on what is coming next for you and to show you the silver lining in your current circumstances. Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for a joyful, info-packed Lightkeepers session.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special featured guest today is Sherry Anshara. And you can reach her through her website, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Anshara is A-N-S-H-A-R-A.com. Sherry, what do you have, before we get back into this, what do you have happening right now? Are you doing any workshops? Are you doing any specials? What's going on right now in your world?
Actually, I have a new membership platform. It's called, and I have 37 videos on it and two meditations. It's called Patreon, patreon.com/Sherry Anshara. And that is, and you can access it 24/7. And the other wonderful thing is bi-monthly on Eventbrite, I do Insider Secrets to the Shift. And so my next one is January 27th. It's at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which would be 7 Eastern and Pacific before. It's called Insider Secrets of the Shift. And I actually provide the information in alignment with what I teach is what is going on. And I bust belief systems all over the place. And so those are two things, and I'm actually getting ready soon to publish a book on DNA. It has 38 chapters, a glossary, and it has a page that you open it up to and says, If you're looking for research, if you're looking for someone to say that this is correct or this is real, please don't read or buy this book because it's the truth.
So if you're not ready to hear the truth, you don't want this book.
No, exactly. I mean, I'm doing that because when I wrote about cellular memory in 91, they told me I was nuts. And of course, then the transplants hit. So I wrote that book, From the Future for the Future, which turned into Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You. And the first part of it really was that I started in 91. And now I've rewritten it. It's called Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You. And so this book that I'm writing on DNA, it actually is from the future, for the future. So people say, how can you write from the future? Because you are all the timelines. There is no time. Time is an increment of space in which to have an experience. So that is why I allow myself, support myself, we're not talking money here, but to support myself to become more and more conscious. Because once we get some of individuals, I'm going to do another course on the 13 chakras, and then I'm going to do one from the 14th to the 18th that really taps you into the multiverse. So, and seeing clients. So I love it. I am so grateful for my life.
You know, wouldn't that be wonderful if everybody could say that? What an incredible world we would be living in if everybody had such gratitude that they are alive and experiencing life.
Yes, and that is the truth of who you are as a real human. You are God. When I was a little girl and someone said, you know, you're made in God's image, I'd say, why are we less? And fabulous Jesus the dude, now don't get panicked here, he said, you shall do as I do and more. Then why are we doing less? Less on, more on, more on. So the fact is, when we are in our body, when we are connected to that intelligence and intellect, especially within the heart, even science says the heart is really a huge field and the brain is hardly anything. And this is what I'm going to do, a tip here, Sharon. When I had my accident in 91, I had a broken neck, a broken back, a smashed head, and a brain out of place, and we didn't know it. And, of course, things changed and opened up. I know I'm not recommending people go out and do this. However, because of that, it changed my idea. So perceptions of duality, perceptions are the reception and deceptions of our conceptions. But perspective is getting the truth, the facts. So I was actually studied at the University of Arizona for a week in the early 2000s, and they said, oh, my God, Sherry, you're a genius. And I go, yeah, and you guys are stupid. My brain's out of place. Thank you very much. And we laughed. And now we laughed and laughed.
So one of the first things that we could be doing, besides making sure that we're always speaking the truth to the best of our ability, all right, because sometimes we don't know what the truth really is. So you're being as honest as you possibly can. And the other thing, then, if I'm hearing you correctly, is to look at what beliefs were we taught or brainwashed with or shared with, however you want to look at it, and yet life is teaching us something differently. So that the ones that taught you did the best they could with teaching you what worked for them, but you keep getting the same experiences that instead of saying, what am I doing wrong? Because you're not getting the results that your teaching says you would have gotten. Instead, you're saying, life keeps showing me this. I need to adjust my foundational belief. Am I hearing you correctly?
And go from belief to believing. Here's a perfect example. I am so grateful to this teacher. I was in grade school, and I raised my hand, and I said, if Columbus discovered America, how come people were living here? And the teacher gave me the best advice, Sharon. You know what he said? Sherry, memorize it and pass the test. And I actually, that's cellular memorization, and realized he memorized it to memorize me. And that wasn't the truth. But through the years of researching, not in the normal places, I discovered, well, I didn't discover it, but there it was, in Topkapi, Istanbul, Turkey, there is a library or a museum there that has a map a map taken from the air that was owned by Admiral Perry Reese in the 12th century. It was a map of the world from the air, and Columbus had a copy. But nobody said that because they were looking for the riches. Do you see? Because there's true, but what was the truth? And he named them Indians because he said, well, this could be the other, you know, West Indies or whatever. So we label things not on truth, but on some sort of perception of the reception, deception, and conception, and our left computer brain. And then we start building a belief system around that.
So is that in essence what bipolarism is?
Yes.
Well, isn't that a different way of looking at bipolar? So you're building a whole belief system on a fundamental belief that isn't really true.
Exactly. And I would always get, why do you ask these questions? Well, question means quest. Jason and the Argonauts, whoever it was, were on quest. But it's quest at the ion or cellular level. Your body is questing. Your body is looking. Your body is searching. The intelligence and intellect in the body. But the computer brain shuts us down. No, you know what? I was told I couldn't do that. I was told, I'll give you an example. When I was 30, I said I was going to learn how to fly an airplane. And my mother and sister, she's a lot older, was like my second mother, said, well, you're 30 and you're too old and you're a girl. And so fortunately, I did not listen. So not only did I learn how to fly a plane, I bought one.
You know, that's interesting. When I lived in Japan, I was learning how to fly. But I'll tell you, I would panic every single time I came to land that plane. I could get it up in the air. I could fly it just fine, but it would come to landing and I would literally freeze. And I thought, obviously flying is not for me. I've had some kind of an experience somewhere where this goes and makes me nervous.
Yeah, and then you don't have to do it, but at least you gave yourself the experience.
Well, I love seeing Japan from the air, and we could fly low enough that your view was just incredible, which is something that you don't get in a commercial aircraft necessarily because you get too high and above the clouds. And it's amazing what you can see, like when the birds are flying.
Yes. And I actually went on and took aerobatic lessons. I didn't get my certificate, but I took aerobatic lessons. And the first time I flew upside down, I went, far out, that world looks really weird. and I like how it looks that I'm upside down.
My dad used to fly us in an airplane and take us kids upside down, but if mom was in the plane with us, he could never do it. She wouldn't allow it.
And that's the best. So that was a different perspective, not a perception. So perceptions, again, are the reception and deception and conception, and we make up a story about it. The story is Columbus discovered America. Now, I don't mind having Columbus Day. I don't have a problem with that. But the fact is he didn't discover it, and he did, in fact, have a map from the air. So why can't we just say the truth to children instead of make up a story? Go ahead.
That's so fascinating because when I wasn't taught that he discovered America, I was taught the Queen of Spain had a map that she wanted to check out and see if it was real and valid, and so that they would discover it for the Europeans because they had received this map from, you know, a different country. And so she wanted to send Columbus out to see, so he discovered it or verified it for the Europeans so that they would know it was truth.
I know. Isn't that? See, everybody has these little caveats, but when you start putting the facts together, then you can get to the truth, and the truth sets you free, and you can fly freely, whether in an airplane or just experiencing life. And people will come to say, Sherry, what's my purpose? I go, which one? Which purpose? You have many purposes. Your first purpose, and example, in the kindergarten is to get your little duality butt into first grade. And that's called attention.
that's wonderful. You know, Sherry, every time I have you on one of my shows, the time just absolutely flies by. And I'm glad we figured out your technical difficulties at the beginning. And I so want to thank you for being on air with me. Okay, one more time. How does everybody reach you?
at sherryonshara.com, and you can download my free ebook, Getting Your Answers in 10 Minutes, and you can also schedule a free 10-minute consultation. You'd be really amazed what you can do in 10 minutes because you're all amazing. Just get your head, your crown, out of your seven chakra behind so you never get behind again.
Oh, I love that. And again, you spell Sherry Anshara's name for her website, Sherry. And the last name is Anshara. Thanks so much, Sherry. The delightful song that we always end our show with is written by Dee Lemoore. And her website is the letter D, then L-E-M-O-R.com. This song is Shine. I hope you really enjoy hearing it, as I think it's a wonderful way of thinking about the world right now and incredibly uplifting with the most soothing music. So this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
Gazing in the mirror, an image of an angel smiling back at her. No wounds or imperfections, just beauty and its glow. Her laughter and her heart, a reflection of her soul. And I want to shine like the sun and smile to stop the rain. And I want to dance with the wind and believe in dreams again. Canvas of her, the light slightly dimmed, her reflection unseen, and all that she knew.